Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 1, the new co-presenter is me, Phoebe, alongside Helena, and I'm so excited that I get to be a part of this. Hi, Helena.
Hello. Thank you so much for doing this. It's been a wonderful week, and I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, high five.
High five, indeed. And it's good to have two women doing this.
Yes, too right. It makes such a beautiful difference.
It does, because I've not had a female co-presenter for such a long time, so this is wonderful.
I'm so happy that you put me.
Yes, and everyone has to meet Phoebe's dog Nico at some point, but we will get there. So we've picked, it's the same format as before, 10 tracks, and we will discuss them, I guess. And so Pleasure Heads, first one.
Yes, so I just can't believe that this is a band that's new. When I was listening to this earlier, I genuinely thought, are we doing a new music podcast? Is this still what the plan is? Because they sound so polished, so ready to go. You just need to give them a boost, and I think that they'll go massively international. Everything you could ask for, I think they'll get it.
The nice thing for me is that they're not from Glasgow, they're from Falkirk. So you would expect, I think the stereotype that we put on bands now, that you just automatically think that when they're that polished, they come from the capital cities.
Yeah.
But that was actually released back on 20th of October via Pulling Teeth Records, and it was recorded by Chris Marshall at Seven West Studios. And produced by Johnny Madden. I'm guessing that they are Dream Team indeed for the sound. But we were talking about just it reminds you of something, but you can't quite put your finger on it.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if it's a specific band that I'm trying to remember that they remind me of, but I just think that the opening sequence, particularly the guitars, are really familiar. And sometimes I use that word and it's a negative description, but actually I love the fact that it's familiar because you just instantly love it. And yeah, it's really comforting actually that you could just whap it on in the car, blast it really loud, and you'd have the time of your life driving along. So yeah.
And you know that that live is going to be the one that gets the mosh pit going.
Oh God, yeah. Everyone's heads are going to be blown off. Yeah. It's going to be brilliant.
Fab. So they are, there's a few kind of hype bands at the moment that are going around. There's the Dunce and Riskelton. So, I mean, they kind of fit quite nicely into that new kind of wave of bands coming through.
Yeah. I can see that they've supported Baby Strange as well. And I think that would be a gig just to utterly blow your mind.
Yeah.
I'd love to see those two combined. That would be amazing.
Really nice fit.
Yeah.
Cool. So we shall we'll move on. This is Maddie with Wait.
Sound is something that I just can't get enough of. Her voice is so smooth. It's beautiful.
It's velvet, and it's got a real depth to it that, you know, you hear some songs and something's almost missing, and you're kind of listening as the various elements come in, and then like a vocal comes in, it's just not quite right. It's not quite robust or deep enough. But her vocal can carry the song alone.
Yeah, for sure. And there's our lady, I don't know if you know her, called Denai Moore. And her voice is really quite strong, but yet she does it over acoustic and chilled out songs, and that's beautiful. But then I think that Maddie falls somewhere in between Danai Moore and Lapsley, because Lapsley's got that chilled out vibe and she's just landing somewhere in the middle of two stunning sounds.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just love it. And I love the fact that the production sounds like you're kind of underwater. It's like bubbling away in the background as she's singing. And yeah, it's just all combined. I'm a huge fan.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, well, I'd obviously been introduced to her through her last track, Lost, which did really well. But that track was produced by Shagabond, which I've kind of heard of him, but I've not really immersed myself in his stuff. But I obviously will do now, because the two of them both have a new EP coming out in the new year, which I think is going to be, they're both going to be really special. But it's the fact she's, I know a lot of people comment on people's age, but you can't help it. She's 19.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You think of some of the other artists that are out at the moment that are 19, and don't get me wrong, they're doing really well, but their sound's not necessarily something anyone over the age of 19 would get involved with,
yeah.
Whereas this is accessible for everyone,
yeah.
And that's what makes it really amazing. But I'm really struggling to connect the fact that it was produced by someone called Shagabond when it's that lovely.
Well, I'm hoping that I've pronounced it right.
How can it be pronounced any other way?
I don't know. I'm kind of renowned for not pronouncing things correctly.
It definitely looks like Shagabond okay. to me. So well done, Shagabond, for taking your name and making something much nicer.
The next artist is a real nice welcome back to the podcast, because I've not kind of played him for quite some time.
Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. Oh, 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 oh. We will rise on to the top, to the top. Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. Oh, 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 oh. What they say in my country, it means Lord willing, unless God take it from me. Unless he don't want me, unless he don't permit me, no man alive can stop me from achieving my goals and rising to the top of my game. You might think I'm insane or just vain or just full of myself. No one can see me like a stealth, so I push on. My only challenge is myself. Competition is none and my mission's accomplished. When I rise all above this, and I got the whole crowd right behind me. Hatsville, yeah, son, I'm trying to get that Grammy. I want that Jay-Z money, need that quality knowledge. So I need to compromise and pay homage to the industry that be what's trying to save me. So I'ma do just that, and Virginia, mate.
We rise, we rise.
We will rise on to the top, to the top. Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. We'll rise on to the top, to the top. Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. Oh, 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 oh.
Making Viagra, very jealous. See the way your eye red like two Martin tomatoes in jollof. Wolof, Hausa, Kri, Osa. Then if they look further, but be like we catch closer. Ascending like Yashua on the third day up into heaven. Using this instead of my wine, then you are better off unleavened. Sevenfold, foretold of old. You go here more than just being beautiful and old. You for be so soul, you for be soldier. You for the go far, so far like fire. You for the feed your passion, fuel your desire. No fright, flight, or fear of heights, go higher.
Hey yo, my brother, I see say the world will bring you down. You for be strong,
Macho massa, you for wear your crown. You be king, I be a me, you for sing, I be listen to sound. We didn't tell you, say you know for sit the ground. So get up, stand up, and keep fighting on. We are upward bound, seeing the skies as lower ground. Above and beyond, this be the point of the song. Making no wedge until you are minutes away of being gone. Now that be long, long.
We will rise on to the top, to the top. Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. Oh, 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 oh. We will rise on to the top, to the top. Yes, I wanna go, yes, I wanna go. Oh, oh, oh.
From Juan Love, the Kubelor and Kobe Onyame. I played Kobe Onyame's track when I did the first and only BBC Introducing in Scotland show a couple of months ago, and that track is so different to this one, and I love that. I love that he can be so diverse. I love how lazy this one is, and I don't know if it's a flute or a clarinet, but I love the little line that goes all through it, and it's just so chilled out. Whereas Darling, that I'd previously played, is such a punch in the face.
Yeah.
It shows how versatile he is.
I think he's got better, though. As I mean, he's always had such a great reputation, and he's won awards, and, you know, he's been pegged as, you know, ones to watch and things. But I think he's kind of really found his way now where he is as a musician. And he's almost kind of gone into that. I don't like comparing things too much, but he's almost gone into a young father's territory where he's really explored his roots in his music, and it comes through so beautifully. And I think musicians become so much better when they really embrace where they come from. So that is fantastic. And that's taken from his latest album, Gold, which is out. He's live at the Poetry Club in Glasgow on the 3rd of December. So I would definitely recommend going to see him.
I didn't know that, so I think I'm going to go.
Good.
Yeah.
I wanted just to kind of talk to you briefly about, because a lot of the listeners won't know who you are. Well, some of them, a lot of them will, though, as well, because of your work with BBC and so on. So how did you first get into music?
Into music? Wow, that's a tricky one.
I know.
So that's a definite tricky one. Well, because I lived in the middle of nowhere when I was growing up, I lived in the Scottish Borders, on the East Coast side, which isn't, you know, somewhere that people from Scotland usually explore. It's usually West Coast, but there was nothing to do. Tiny little village, literally nothing to do. There's about 500 people that live there. There's not a cinema, there's not shopping, there's not anything. So all you can really do is find your own amusement. And for me, that was downloading LimeWire and ripping all the tunes off the internet that I could possibly get. I hope this isn't going to come back to bite me in the bum now. I've just announced that to the world.
No.
So I would just listen to everything. And then when I was old enough to start going up to Edinburgh and Newcastle on my own, the only place that I would spend my money was HMV. And I would literally just play Lucky Dip in the shop. I would pick up a CD that I thought looked interesting or that I'd maybe heard my friends talk about. And I'd take it home and play it. And, you know, some of them were garbage, but a lot of them were amazing. So I kind of started off with like rock and emo, and I was such a little emo. I wore all black and enough eye makeup to make Marilyn Manson feel jealous. But I started to develop from all that intense rock stuff to dubstep and dub and reggae, and then I went on to hip hop, and then I became old enough to think that pop was a decent thing to listen to rather than just hating it on principle. Yeah. So just kind of opened my musical horizons in everything that I could get my hands on.
And you do so much now. So what's some of the other things that you do?
Okay, so I present 3 different radio shows, mostly based in dub and reggae because that's my passion, and I'm a DJ alongside that as well. So I do a live stream every week with Mungo's Hi-Fi from their studio, which is just so good and is getting such a good reaction. And it's so good to support artists, not just from Scotland, but all from international, all over the world, because they come and play Walk and Skank every week. And, you know, getting to meet people from all over the world that are doing the music that I love is just amazing. And then I did BBC Introducing early in the year with BBC Scotland, which was so great. I really hope that the BBC pick this up as something constant, because we need to keep pushing the music in Scotland. And last year I did BBC Introducing, well, BBC Dance Anthems with BBC Scotland, which was great, because that's not something I usually do. And I got to just be like, okay, rave head on, rave hat on, let's go. It was amazing.
Oh, no, you see, you've done so much, and it's a real kind of, it's so nice to have you doing this as well, because I know about your passion for new music. So
thank you. I'm so happy to be
here. It's so nice. Should we move on to our next track?
Yes, let's do it. It's Mia Follett with Give It To Me.
Sat silently
should we go with Mia or Maya? Let's go with Maya.
Yeah,
Follett.
Maya.
Give it to me. LA-based artist, and she's actually released an EP, Give It To Me, was the title track just there, released 3rd of November via Terrible Records, which is a kind of full of admiration for someone calling their label Terrible Records. And she played with Mitski, which is, do you know Mitski?
Yeah.
So it's such a bloody good pairing now. And she is just, you can feel the absolute depth of her soul on that song, the pain.
So much. There's so much emotion in that. And I love how quickly she can tap into it as well. You know, you hear lots of other artists when they have a heartbreaking song, and you'll maybe only hear the real rawness at the very end. I'm not saying it's not emotional, but you really hear it when they, you know, when they start to break, when they come into a close. Whereas from that, from the minute she opens her mouth, that's it. It's just all pouring out. I would love to know what the backstory is to that, because it is so raw and so deep.
Yeah. That's the one, you know, Bloody Motherfucking Asshole by Martha Wainwright.
Yes.
So it's that you just use the song as if it was almost like an attack on someone.
Yeah.
And I think in the current climate that we're in the world, then it's probably quite fitting as well. So Lost Map. Are you a fan of Lost Map's roster, Pictish Trails label?
I can't say I'm too hot on all of them, so I'm not going to profess to know.
You're going to probably get to know quite a lot of the stuff. I think we've always been a big fan, and I'm a really big fan of Johnny because he's one of the funniest people I've met in my life, but his... just the roster that they have and the way that they kind of just, the amount of time they dedicate to their artists is just really wonderful. And they kind of give them a real big breathing space and time to develop, which I really admire these days in labels, instead of just taking them on for one thing and dropping them.
And trying to make them push it out before they're ready.
Exactly.
As well.
So it's wonderful. Now, Monogonon is John B. McKenna, and he has been away. He moved to Sweden, and he's been away for quite some time. Well, he actually lives there now. And this is him coming back.
Ooh, exciting.
So this is Black Hole.
Control. Black.
I really like how much of a juxtaposition the whole thing is. Like, every time you expect it to go somewhere, it just goes the complete opposite direction. And it really reminds me, even though it doesn't sound similar, of Mad World. And that's great. It makes my hair on my arms stand up.
You, there was a really interesting conversation about that during, while we were listening to the track. And you'd said about that and the kind of, just the mood where it takes you and stuff. And we were discussing about how we feel that it's necessary that lesser known artists are given the opportunity to kind of soundtrack, I suppose, yeah, films and so on, which is obviously a massive tangent. But yeah,
it's good. And that sounds like it could be lifted out of an eerie, dark film. It could just slot straight in. It would be brilliant.
John's got, if you follow him on social media,
he's hilarious on Twitter.
He's really, really funny. But he's got a real dark side to him. He kind of reminds me at times of Aphex Twin, the way he approaches stuff, which is really cool. But that album, so his album Family, released on Lost Map, was back. So his first album Family was released in Lost Map in 2013. But so this is being released on 19th of November, and it's called Killmens. We're going to go for Killmens again, but he's releasing on International Men's Day. And I have to read the quote because this is just typical John. It's brilliant. "I'm looking to admit to then destroy basic masculinity so more people can form better, complex and nuanced social identities. Basically, I just want to troll some men's rights activists."
So it's so literate, yeah, at the beginning, and then at the end it's just like a great big fuck you.
Yeah. It's brilliant. But yeah, so, you know, we've supported Lost Map quite a lot, but the roster is unreal, and it's obviously been home to Tough Love and Kid Canaveral and so many bands. So yeah, thumbs up.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have Tennis with Diamond Rings.
Baby, I'm waiting for the magic.
who have they've released an EP back on the 10th of November, We Can Die Happy, via Mutually Detrimental. And you said you made an interesting assessment when you first listened to the record. You said you didn't actually read the notes.
Yeah, before. So I hadn't read any of your notes, and I was listening to the record and I thought, oh, I think they sound really well connected musically, and I was almost visualising them playing live on stage and looking each other right in the eye when they were playing. And then I read your notes and I read that they're husband and wife. Yeah. So I think that you can really hear it come across in the record.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, the musicianship, but I love the production on that record. I just think that it's seamless, and they've done a lot. They've supported the likes of Spoon, The Shins, Father John Misty. They're an established band, but they are embarking on a huge North American tour as of this week, and it is going to be exhausting for them. But I know that they've got a big audience, and they're one of these. Have you noticed now, there's few bands that break through now. They're all kind of the one level.
Yeah.
And it's more so now than it ever was before.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder, it's how can you even get the percentage of people must be like 0 point something now.
Absolutely. How do you even break through to the ultimate top Mario Kart level? It's just impossible. But I also think about, I don't know if this is too much of a tangent, but why? Is it because people are more conscious now of the fact that they want to create music that makes them happy rather than is going to make them money and, line the producers' pockets? Are they just trying to hold themselves back so they're not being forced into doing stuff they want to do? Or is that too not optimistic of you on it, and is it just that?
I think that's a good point. I think also that there's so much music because of the internet. It's so much harder to filter things now, whereas before you had a radio or you only kind of listened to certain amount of things. It's like TV channels. It's hundreds of them now. Yeah. So it's trying to kind of, I guess. The good thing I like about filters, though, that you still rely on your favourite podcast or your radio show, whatever, your DJ, is that you can trust that person.
It's
the
faith in the tastemaker. Yeah. You need somebody to go, this is great. Yeah. And then you go, oh, yeah, it's great. Whereas you don't often trust your own instinct of what sounds good.
Yeah. And there's not really many. I mean, Radio 6, I have got a massive love for because they obviously play everything, and we've got people like Vic and so on, but it's mainstream is just fucking bollocks.
There's no other way around it, is there? It's just the lyrical content, even if you take away the nonsense production and everything, the lyrical content is just like, how are you getting paid millions of pounds every day for pish, utter pish? Sounds like you've just pissed in a cup and thrown it on the radio. It's horrendous.
Oh.
So it's nice to play nice music. Thanks, Helena, for inviting me to podcast.
Even nicer music now. Such a beautiful segue. Current Affairs, and this is Breeding Feelings.
doing, and I know that you will really like this analysis, but I think it sounds like a missing track from the soundtrack of Black Mirror's San Junipero. I think
that's a really good one.
I think it could just slot straight in there and nobody would have batted an eyelid. I think it's just so perfect for the rest of the soundtrack linked in with it. And yeah, it just gives me that total happy 80s dance about vibe.
No, that's a really good observation. I love that episode. I think everyone does, just because of it, every other one is so depressing.
Oh, God, yeah.
But the Belinda Carlisle, I never listened to it in the same way now when I listen to that song.
I even thinking about that episode makes me feel emotional. Oh. And, you know, the fact that it put it in the middle of the season, I was like, thank God, because you needed something to uplift you after all that misery. It's a beautiful, beautiful episode. But yeah, I think that song could go perfectly in it.
It's amazing. The thing with Current Affairs, I have kind of heard of them before, but someone had said to me that they'd seen them either last week or the week before, and they said that the tightness of the band was unbelievable. There was just a notable step up, and that this person is really kind of quite pessimistic about
cynical
music
about,
totally, and they were genuinely excited about them, and I just thought, okay, they must be really good
if
then.
They've impressed you then.
And that was released about 5 months ago or something, but they have got members from bands like Shopping, Anxiety, and even play with Rose McDowell, who Strawberry Switch played. But they are definitely, the next time that they're live, I'm going to see them.
Absolutely.
Someone that has been, we've got a really interesting approach to music is Sega Bodega. This is his taken from a new 9-track project, and it's called Requiem, and it features Shy Girl.
That was the Bodega with Requiem featuring Shy Girl, and for me, I just can't get enough of how unfussed she sounds on the microphone. It's such a contrast to some of the other tracks that we've played tonight when it's just been giving everything you've got, whereas she sounds utterly bored to be there, and that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's not what you expect. And also, the fact that it's only just over 2 minutes, it's a punch in the face. It's over so quickly, and just as you think it's going to build and really hit you with something else, it just stops, and I'm like, ooh, hit repeat now, go.
It makes a lot of sense as to the reasons behind why he's done those tracks as well. Inspired by Ghost in the Shell, Alien, Requiem for a Dream, which is one of the most fucked up films you're ever going to see in your life. But it's a free download, and it's from Bandcamp, and it's SS 2017. Just came out this week, and there's a really, really good interview in ID. He goes into why, you know, the story behind each of the tracks. And it's a really kind of interesting read. But I've just always had a real love for Sega Bodega. I first discovered him through SoundCloud. We were talking about this is how we find music.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot, there's this kind of people automatically assume that we get sent the music and we play everything, and that is not the case. I actually worked out the percentage of, I'm going to be really honest here on a podcast, the percentage of approvals out of everything that I listen to, and it's 1.4%.
Yeah, I'm not, that doesn't shock me in the slightest.
Yeah, so. And you were saying that you go on SoundCloud. And...
Yeah, for sure. For SoundCloud's the one for me. Like, I just find everything that I could ever want on there. And, you know, people say that they get lost in a YouTube hole watching silly dog videos. I'm like that with music on SoundCloud. You click on two different things and suddenly you wake up 6 hours later having reposted 100 things. So
yeah,
that's, I just love it. And when SoundCloud said they were going to go bust, I was very much in the depths of a proper panic, so I'm very pleased that they're sticking around.
It's obviously quite it's such a moral dilemma, I guess, because of royalties and PRS and so on, but I guess just the evolution of music is crazy. And we were talking about Spotify as well, and I'd never used the radio feature before until kind of really got into it this year, and it was the band Vessels. So I love them. Listened to their station, and I got into another band called Chiasmos, and it's like a kind of trancey dance kind of music. And then through them, it's like you say, it's that rabbit hole. But I discovered so many new artists this year because of that.
It's a beautiful option to have there. Yeah. You know, sometimes you do love going and getting, clicking on things and doing it your own way. But actually, if someone just shoves something in front of your face, then it's great. And particularly if you're like us and you're actually very cynical of music that other people play to you, particularly if they start the sentence with, listen to this, you'll love it. You know, if this is just being played and you've not really got a choice and you don't know what to expect, then it really, you really pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I'm such a knob. If people are like, oh, listen to this, I automatically go, well.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same. And I just like to discover or, you know, fall in love with something in my own time.
Yeah.
It's that thing with the word hype, and people say, oh, but you've missed the boat with that one. And I was like, well, no, I haven't. If I'm still going to invest that time in that artist. And there was, when was the last time that you went into a record shop and you heard a song and then you bought the album based on the song that you heard?
No, I can't say that I've done that in a record shop, but any time that I hear something that I enjoy at a club night,
then
I will film it on my phone, take it up to the DJ and be like, please tell me what this is. And usually once I've heard that song, whoever the artist is, I'll end up buying the whole collection from them. So that's my version of it.
Well, no, we were in Monorail, and a band called Pia Frost came on. Oh my god. And it's very rare that me and my other half like the same thing. It's in terms of us discovering new music, and we literally bought the record on the same day based on that. And it's just stuff, I miss stuff like that. But at the same time, I do love discovering, like you say, you've not got an option, you've got to listen to it. But anyway, we're coming on to our last track already. That's gone super quick, hasn't it? I know, but We'll be back soon. So JR Green, this is the first time you've come across JR Green?
Yeah, I've never heard of them before.
So JR Green, two brothers from, is it Ardner Merchan?
I think so. I'm not the queen of pronunciation, but I'm going to go with Ardner Merchan.
And it's apparently it's a Scottish village a few miles from the most westerly point on mainland Britain, which is quite concise, really.
Yeah, and sounds really remote.
So they'd actually released a record called Bring the Witch Doctor, and it came out through Hits the Fan Records. And this is from, this is the latest track, Tiger Lily, from their new EP, Flora. And
I didn't know what to expect when I heard it, because I read your notes that it was so Scottish. And then I must say, I felt a little bit disappointed when it started that it wasn't the kind of thigh slapping, foot stomping, Scottish thing I expected. But then in the middle and towards the end, it gets sufficiently Visit Scotland advert, which makes me really happy. So yeah, it's good.
They're such an interesting band. They just have, you know they're Scottish, but they've got these really kind of dark undertones.
Yeah, and even in his vocal tone, it's not what you think it's going to be. Every time you hear a tiny hint of, you know, what you would expect a Scottish accent to be like, it wards away from that, and then it all goes kind of creepy a wee bit.
Yeah, it's good. But yeah, we're going to be finishing with JR Green. But yeah, that's us back, Phoebe and I. Yay. And we will be bi-monthly to start off with, but you never know, we might be back every week. And if you want to send music, then it's music@podcart.co. And we will speak to you in a couple of weeks.
I'm so excited. Thanks so much, Alina.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Tiger Lily, really me under shackles of virginity. Hold me tightly, Tiger Lily, I'm new to this. Be gentle with me, please. Be gentle with me. If I killed your boyfriend in his sleep, would that change the way you think of me? The first case of real picture themselves with a girl who's good with numbers and poor with names. They all say that love is blind, but it's more like ignorance to me. Not a clue how it's making them feel. How to practice slowly at first place.